All right, so this FedRAMP office has been in gestation longer than a baby elephant, and so now they're open for business, but we still can't buy anything. What's going on?
Well, I would say probably GSA feels like they're birthing a baby elephant because it's taken this long to get it going. But let me just start with a quick bit of background. FedRAMP is a standardized approach to assessing and approving cloud computing services, make sure they meet federal cybersecurity standards. It's a, you know, do once, use many times approach. So initial operating capability, or IOC, means that GSA, the Office of Management and Budget, and others on the Joint Authorization Board, also known as the JAB, we're going to get a lot of acronyms here today, have done all the preliminary work to get the program ready to review and approve cloud services. This means several things: publishing documents such as those baseline security standards, the concept of operations of how that approval process will work, the setup of that joint authorization, the JAB board, which includes Homeland Security, DOD, and GSA, and the naming of third-party assessment organizations who will do the first of three reviews of those cloud services. Now, Katie Lewin is GSA's program manager for cloud computing. She says the biggest change in moving to IOC is FedRAMP will be accepting applications online for vendors who start that process to review to get that provisional authority to operate, or what we call go through the first of three gates.
There's two documents I think have not been listed on FedRAMP.gov that will be there by Wednesday. One is the guide using FedRAMP, and another is the application. And in the guide to using FedRAMP, there is a page there that talks about what I would call threshold controls. There are certain things in our experience with infrastructure as a service, there are certain controls that agency or the companies need to be able to meet, and if they can't, they should probably delay their application to FedRAMP until they can. So two examples of that would be dual factor authentication. So if you're not doing that yet, probably you shouldn't apply for FedRAMP right away. You probably should figure out how you're going to address that. Another example would be the ability to describe your boundaries in a way that's complete but doesn't include, you know, your entire company.
Now, Lewin spoke earlier this week at the Management of Change Conference sponsored by IAC and ACT in Cambridge, Maryland. She says both documents and other things that FedRAMP has already issued as well will continually be updated and tweaked to meet agency and vendor needs as they get more experience with FedRAMP.
Now, Jason, agencies and the vendors can't wait for FedRAMP to be fully up and running. So what are people doing that want to use the cloud right now? A couple of agencies have given big contracts for email to cloud providers. What did they do in the absence of FedRAMP?
You're absolutely right, Tom. They can't wait for FedRAMP. OMB has a cloud-first policy, the 25-point plan, which, by the way, the 18-month anniversary is this month, June 10th. And agencies committed to moving something like 79 functions to the cloud, then there's shared services and digital government strategy, all those other pieces that have come out lately. So you're right, waiting for FedRAMP is not an option. Keith Trippi is the Executive Director of Enterprise System Development Office and the Homeland Security Department's Chief Information Officer's Office. And he says DHS, one of those examples you're talking about, has already moved or is moving to the private and public clouds. DHS hired CGI Federal late last year to move its non-sensitive data to the public cloud.
We have built management services on top of that and the platform services. My office is serving as a service provider to the rest of the department. So how we've done this on the security side is we've taken the controls at ATO that were out of the box, GSA ATO. We have developed a risk assessment on top of those ATO controls and then framed those against our DHS moderate, as well as the FedRAMP controls that were coming down the pike. We've developed that risk assessment. So now every one of the components that are coming on board, we're looking for them to accept the level of risk that we have clearly defined and articulated and are providing in a transparent manner, put the public websites out to the cloud.
Now, he says DHS components will basically pay by the drink based on the size of their websites, small, medium, and large. Trippi says the DHS components have been so eager to move their public sites to the public cloud and potentially save a lot of money that, in fact, the DHS's CIO office is so overwhelmed they actually had to push some of those moves to the public cloud off until next year. Now, Trippi says that DHS also will be offering 9 different services in their private cloud data center for their components. All of these are at the moderate or what they call high levels of security and will be certified and accredited before any user comes on.
That is an entirely new business model than what we did before. So similar to what we're doing in the public cloud, we're doing the same concept in our private cloud. And so what I would expect to happen is FedRAMP takes off and we get more vendors to come in. We'll be looking at our 2 data center providers in 13 to come up to that standard. We would argue that the controls that we've already built at our moderate would meet those criteria, but we're going to go through the same process that you're hearing about here in our public cloud.
Now, as for vendors, they can begin that process to get what they call FedRAMPed. It's now a verb, like Googled or Kleenex or Xeroxed, approved. CGI, for instance, already is approved under the Infrastructure as a Service contract GSA awarded to 12 vendors about a year ago. Three or four of those vendors under those, of those 12 have already met the requirements under IaaS, and then several non-contract holders, such as Google, Amazon, and Microsoft, also have been approved at the low or moderate level for FISMA. Now, CGI, the executive consultant Patrick Cronin, says they're actually adding 10 more controls to their infrastructure as a service approved cloud offering to meet FedRAMP standards.
We have customers signing up for our cloud that have put that in the contracts that we have to go to FedRAMP, which is not a problem. We'll agree to that because we want to be there. You know, we want it to be a common interpretation of the NIST guidelines across the government. Because, you know, just last week we were looking at the different CNA processes we've had for our hosted engagements. And the amount of money we spend on them is all over the place because you never know when you go into a new agency how they're going to interpret NIST. It's not interpreted the same way across the government. So just that commonality, we're really looking forward to that. And, you know, the customers want that because they don't want to be, you know, going through these processes. And where it'll really be beneficial is in how quickly you can get to the cloud.
Now, he says some customers, such as GSA, were able to move 30 websites to the cloud in about 40 days. Another customer, NARA, set up their websites in about 10 days, and DHS moved their first set of websites in about 38 days. So the quickness that Cronin talks about is just one of the benefits that eventually is going to come. Now, in many ways, and this is, if you will, a gold rush for vendors, submit their packages first, get the process started so they can be among the first out of the gate to get approved to offer approved cloud services to the rest of the government.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Now, you said it's going to be 6 months before some of the certifications start coming out. So what happens between now and then?
Right, and that's what Katie Lewin from GSA said. She hopes at least three cloud services will be approved by that joint authorization board by the end of the year, so December timeframe. And remember, before any agency can implement those cloud services, their CIO, their senior officials have to approve it themselves. So just because someone gets approval from the Joint Authorization Board, it doesn't mean they're golden. They still have one more hurdle to go through. Now, GSA expects to have full operational capability of FedRAMP by late winter, early spring of 2013. And then Lewin says GSA also is trying to figure out how to set up a few other things, a cloud document repository. This is the idea that if one agency goes through a process with one vendor, they could put all their documents in this repository so other agencies can look at it. They're looking at whether it should be hosted on the OMB Max intranet site, or there's another site that's run by DOD that they're also considering. GSA is also working with the Homeland Security Department on new continuous monitoring guidance specifically related to cloud and FedRAMP. Now, going back to DHS, now Trippi says that one of the big things about getting this going over the next 6 months is building trust, trust between agencies, trust between vendors, and trust just all across the FedRAMP process around accountability and transparency. He goes over the next 6 or 9 months, that's going to be key as those contractors begin that to get that initial authority to operate. He says agency CIOs, who, again, they have the final say, will review a lot of the vendors' offerings and go through and look at the JABs, the Joint Authorization Board's findings, and then they're going to say other services will actually need a higher level of review.
Once they go through a couple of these, right, a year from now, and they've got a couple under their belt, I think they're going to be a lot more comfortable with saying, I don't need the additional value add. I'm going to take what's been done here, but I don't think there's going to be any one blanket, one size fits all. There are going to be apps that folks will probably spend a little bit more time on.
Now, Trippi says agencies that are already ahead of a pack should share their experiences with those that are maybe a little moving a little slower toward the cloud. And there's a discussion about creating what they're calling an online forum, really to talk about the good and bad of FedRAMP and really let slower-moving agencies ask important questions of maybe the faster-moving ones so they can get a better understanding of what it means to move to the cloud and to look at the cloud security requirements.